TGM Podcast is brought to you by
Going Media.
Who's bringing this to him?
We haven't figured that part out yet. We're still waiting. Sponsors are lining
up.
We'll
get back to you.
We sponsor ourselves.
That is so, we do. Yeah. It's out of pocket.
Yeah.
But you have deep pockets. I understand. No?
You look at the wrong guy.
Oh, okay. All right, listen, guys. You're not going to believe what we went through to bring this show to you today. We've actually been sitting here in staged mode, ready to go for, I think we're on hour four, it feels like.
It's kind of ridiculous.
It is kind of ridiculous. Can you imagine when you cannot, what do you call this again? You transmit or you cast. When you can't cast your logo, the show can't go on.
Well, we were trying to Chromecast it.
Yeah, we were trying
to. Not the way to go.
Yeah, to AirPlay it.
AirPlay's way better.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah, because Apple's better.
Apple is better.
And everybody looks at me.
That would be a great sponsor. I mean, if we think about it.
Apple? I actually know the lady that runs the Siri team.
Really?
Yep.
I know the guy who runs the app team.
Dang.
Really? Mm-hmm. I also know the guy who made Final Cut Pro.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he follows me on Instagram.
We have connections.
Okay. That's crazy. I know you guys, so let's make something happen, okay? Because we all know each other. And now we need to know some sponsors. But anyway, we're glad that you're here today. We're barely here. We just made it. It's almost like we just arrived. Except, do you guys know the topic?
Yeah, we're talking about collaboration and what it makes to make a team.
That's it. Yeah, and it took a team, right? Just to get the logo up.
Just to get the logo up.
It took one Lucas
and his laptop.
Yeah, it definitely took a lot. But you're right. Collaboration. Everybody at this table, we bring different talents to the mix. And by some luck, some crazy luck, it works.
Well, it's because we all have different talents. We all have our own individual things that we bring to the table. So that's why it works.
And I think we all kind of stay in our own lane too, is good.
Because
you know, no one's really trying to do someone else's job. They're really sticking to what they're best at, which is usually how a team functions really well, is whenever everybody's doing what they do best.
Sure. I mean, I believe that I could be a millionaire many times over right now if I had not hired out anything. But I would also be deceased. I would have already passed away.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to do everything.
Yeah, because there's no way one person can do all that.
There's really not. And those people who are trying it, I don't think they're succeeding. So you definitely want to find a team and people that you mesh with.
Yeah, I think you have to definitely collaborate and delegate different things. Like today, Daniel went out. We got two things done today. We shot the whole show. We had another shoot off-site and got that done.
Yeah.
We just came back. That's all taken care of. Like, and yesterday, too. Same thing.
Like four different places at once.
Yeah. I was actually really surprised when I came in today and I saw the amount of people who were here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool.
I was like, whoa.
It's so cool.
The crew is growing so fast.
Yeah. It's really crazy seeing like where we came from.
Where we had like two people running all the cameras.
Yeah. It's actually crazy for me to like think of like the phone call you called me. Yeah. To, like now.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely insane.
I remember that day. I thought, well, the both of you sitting across the way, it could go one of two ways. They're either going to be incredibly arrogant and I'm going to want to hang up the phone, or they're going to be people I want to work with.
Yeah, that's true. And I was very arrogant. No, I'm kidding.
It was just the latter.
Yeah. Well, so do you want to tell them who I am?
Rob, we've talked about you, dude.
Yeah, but
everybody knows.
They don't know what I sound
this
like.
This is
or what I
Roberto.
Like.
Huh? Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. Who was the other guy, the other voice? Who's that?
Oh, that was Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Oh,
that was El Diablo.
Are we allowed to use him on the show? Yeah. Is he cool with that?
Yeah, he signed an NDA. It's all good.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, he signed an NDA. It's all good.
Okay, cool. All right, and then you held Lucas hostage for years and like you wanted to be selfish and just keep him as a friend.
I didn't even know him for years.
Yeah, it was only about a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I played drums at the church and he was the everything else, really.
The everything else guy.
Yep. He would handle everything else.
Okay. Yep. And, you know, we need Lucas because without Lucas,
this podcast wouldn't have happened.
This is not possible. This is sound. You need sound. Sound is what motivates us all, don't you?
Sound is actually more important in video production than your actual video quality. Because if somebody has crappy video quality but good audio, you're more likely to watch it. But if they have amazing video quality and terrible audio, you will back out of the video.
I agree with that. Yeah. But I think the video's got to be on. I mean, it's got to be there. It's got to be major motion picture interesting.
And no, I mean, like sound... some people hold their cell phones.
And, really?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I dig what you're saying.
You know why you hear what I'm saying? What he's
I think putting down? No, I only hear it.
Oh. You know why you hear it?
Wow, that was crazy.
He just shut me down, didn't he? So much for teamwork. Sit down.
Sometimes you need that in a team.
Whatever. Though. Listen. All right, go. What you got?
What do I got? Shoot, I'm a little tired.
Hey, it's his birthday, everybody. It's Marcus's birthday and Rob's birthday. Tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, did you guys know that you were so close in age?
I think we knew
well,
it.
Well, not in age.
we're about 11 years apart.
About 11 years.
Okay. We knew that we shared like very close birthdays, but I actually kind of forgot until we went on our little vacation and we talked about it.
Yeah.
Not Marcus and I didn't go on a vacation.
Well, yeah, we did.
We as a group went on a vacation.
Yeah, no doubt.
Marcus and Rob honeymoon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. When you can honeymoon together and you can go places together, you know you've got a great team, right? It's I'm not afraid to wake up with you guys and like have coffee because some places, you know, they have that. They're like, oh, I hope I don't meet them at the coffee machine.
And I think that's a big thing for the teamwork topic today is if you don't get along really well with the people that you're working with.
Right.
Like you can all be stellar at what you do and you can all be super good, but then like it's not fun.
No.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's,
yeah. This group that we have here is such an anomaly because we cherish each other. Like, and it's weird because we all became like really, really good friends.
Right.
Yeah. And you don't, it's really hard to find that as you get older, but especially in the workplace with somebody who's as talented or more talented than you are.
Right.
It's incredibly hard to find somebody who you mesh with that well, especially a group of, you know, at least four here, but there are more that we have outside of
here. Yeah, and having a group of creatives too, because
exactly.
I think all of us are pretty creative, and sometimes whenever you have a group of creatives, we can all like start going different directions and it can get really messy, but things haven't really happened like that since, at least since I've been here.
You know, it's tough because we all want to hire our friend, right? Or some people say, let's hire my buddy, or, you know, we've been so selective in who we have allowed to come into the group, and here's why. We have this level that we've placed on ourselves or these expectations, and we really want to meet that. And I think we're doing that, and it's just a bonus when we do mesh so well, even without being, you know, lifetime friends or necessarily having dinner together all the time.
Well, I think that's probably why we do it so well, is because, like, before this, I didn't know anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we weren't really friends in the beginning.
Right.
And then we become
no nepotism
friends.
Here.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I've been very careful about bringing people that are on this team that were friends. Because actually, I don't have anybody on this team that were friends before this team.
Like, I don't know. Even Hunter. Hunter?
No, but he was my friend, but only in the beginning from video. I didn't know him very long.
Oh, in the realm of videography.
Yeah, yeah. I only knew him for like maybe 6 or 8 months before that. So.
Okay. Yeah. How about Judah?
Judah's been my friend for a while.
Judah's a friend, but he's just amazing behind the camera.
Yeah, he's far away too.
Yeah, so. He is far away.
Yeah.
But we all do business far away, near and far. Is there a song for that?
I think I've heard one
near
time.
Far.
Yeah.
It was on a...
Oh, it looks...
Oh,
recording.
Yeah.
The record.
Filter on that.
I'm ready.
You're not ready for this.
I have the technology. I have the auto-tune.
That's true. Can you do that for real? Auto-tune?
Yeah, oh, you can do that. Make everybody
that's
sound
one of those,
easy.
That's one of those things that Angie used to throw on me on the show. Some guests would come on and she'd be like, don't worry, Rob can fix it. And I'm like, no, I can't.
Rob's like, I cannot fix
that,
Angie.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, I cannot fix that. You know, really, though, I think God has been at work here where we've had some holes and we just all picked up the slack, and where we were weak, we were strong together. But man, it's awesome how we're seeing people just, it's like, where you been? Jeez, you know? I mean, we're trying a gal out right now, and I think she's just going to, actually, she's going to make you guys look really bad.
Yeah, I mean, 100% she is. Yeah.
Or she's going to make us look way better.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, I mean, we'll look better in the photos, but then like
work-wise,
you're going to be like, why do I hire these guys again?
She's amazing. She's amazing.
She seems like she's going to be a workhorse. Like she's definitely down to like just do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Yeah, yeah. She told me earlier, she was like, do I have to go to my other job? Because I just want to stay here.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that's really cool. Well,
that was because we were chilling out, partying and eating snacks and like some kind of
corn. She enjoyed the whole day.
Yeah,
no doubt. I mean, don't be afraid to do that. Sometimes if you put it out there, like, you know, I really need this person right now to complete my team. I really need this type of, you know, energy. It could come to you in odd ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when you're building a business, you have to start building a team. Even if you don't want to pay that person in the beginning stages, you're not making enough money, I would still say pay them. And then if you're just beginning in business, pay them what you can and grow from there. Because a lot of people just want to do it all themselves. Say they're making $5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do it all themselves and try to make $10,000 a month.
Right.
But if you're making five and you have a small business, pay that extra person.
No doubt.
Some money.
Miss some lunches.
Miss some lunches and grow with your team, because that's so important.
It is, because you're investing in the end result. You know,
it's hard in the beginning to do that. Right. But it's definitely important all the way through.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, because you just need to assess your values, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you value money over your time and your freedom, you know? Because hiring someone will then give you more time to actually work on things that you want to work on and maybe not work as many hours.
Mm. Isn't that the truth?
That's what it is.
And spend time with family or, you know, do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have seen people so stressed out because they refuse to delegate. They want to do everything themselves. And hey, it's something that we all have to get over. You know, when you first do that initially, you're like, oh, I wonder if they're going to be able to rise to the occasion. But man, when they do, because you put them in that position for a reason. And then when they do, man, I mean, you just go to the next level.
Talking about delegating, you should see me on set. I'm just like, you go do this, you go do that, you go do that. Because I'm like, I'm going to sit down.
Because I'm going to sit down.
Yeah, that's because, but you always need to be looking at the big picture of things, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you're always looking in the small, you know, all the small things, then you can't continuously look at like, oh, hey, this is what it's going to look like as a whole.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then that's the whole thing of staying in your own lane, right?
Yeah.
So.
Today we were going to fire him, you know, and now he's rehired again. I mean, we know he's best on audio, but when the mic fails, you know, in mid-shoot, it's like, Lucas!
I'm still going to stand up for Lucas and say it was not his fault.
I know. There were ghosts in the room today.
There was something.
Yeah. We've had a rough tech day today.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's been
tough. Today's technology has been terrible.
Yeah.
No, but I did have like a weird moment yesterday whenever we were filming. No, but whenever you guys like were sent on your own, I was like,
oh, did.
All my gear.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it. And now I'm going to do something else and getting that done at the exact same time.
That was the first for wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
That was good.
That's
that was
weird.
A good deal.
But it felt good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was also like a weird change. But that's what you have to do when you're trying to grow.
You're telling me. I've had a camera in my hands the past 2 days. And then I used it on whenever we were on vacation, too. So
That's true. Okay, here's what
on
happened.
On a boat.
Yeah, on a boat.
Yeah.
But here's what happened. We're always watching. And Marcus comes to me, he goes, man, Lucas's shot was like money. Here. So guess what? We kind of discovered the talent. So now we'll just require like dual duty.
That's fine. I'll just require dual pay.
Dual pay. No doubt. No doubt. But that's just it. I mean, we've got a level of craftsmanship and quality. We've kind of set that bar very high. And when we see people meet that, obviously we want them on our team. And that's for anybody. You know, I don't care if you're in an office building and you're, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, managing somebody's money or whatever, you want to be the weakest link. You want to work with people who are better than you. And don't take offense to that.
Yeah, if you're the smartest guy in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Oh.
I didn't say that. I mean, I didn't make it up. Somebody else did.
You sounded really smart for a second.
That was really good, Rob. That was really good.
I can't steal somebody else's stuff without giving them credit.
You know, I'm going to say something else. This happened to me once. We started with a girl doing social media. And she all of a sudden decided she wasn't going to do it anymore. And I was really upset because she's very good at what she does. And I sent back a letter. I said, I've got to ask why. She said, because I had not allowed her to get to know me, that she did not want it to be just a professional relationship. She wanted to know Angie Wyatt.
That's interesting.
She wanted to know what made me tick, my family. She wanted me to ask the same questions to get to know her better. And then she realized she wanted to work with me.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because so many times people try to keep it, you know, separate. But I think if you're in that environment and it is separate like that, I wonder if you're with the right group of people.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, and I do that with my personal clients whenever I'm working with music.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I can understand what emotions they're actually going through,
mm-hmm.
I can pull that out. while we're actually recording and while we're working on music together, because, you know, music is mostly emotion nowadays, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so that's
like a huge thing, is if you can connect and get that connection to really play out, then especially with your client, then you'll probably have a client for life. Because every artist that I've done this with, they don't go anywhere else. Nice. Than me for their music.
Because they feel you care about them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And because because that's what they want. They want the emotion to be pulled out of their music. And it could be, and that could be within any product or service or whatever.
Oh, we do that with commercials and video now. If there's a team of us on set, if we don't feel it, we don't stop until we get that emotion that makes us feel something.
Yeah. Right. It's a 30-minute interview.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, well, no, that was good.
Angie, you're really good about doing that, because you'll ask a question, and if they don't give you the right kind of heartfelt answer that you know that they can give, you'll circle back around to it later when they're feeling more open with you after you've had a conversation for a little while.
Right. They let that guard down a little bit. It takes a little while, but that's why the 30-minute interview, Marcus.
We just got a job.
Yep. High five. Also, right here.
Watching you today, that's a fist bump, you guys. Before the interview segment, you made them relax like before we started, and that was huge.
I try. It's tough, especially when it's those topics that you know you yourself could go either way. It's very emotional.
Yeah.
You know, you want to get planted and bring them right in. And honestly, I've found, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but eye contact.
Yeah.
The cameras and the microphones and all that, it can be so overwhelming. But if you lock eyes and you just let them know, hey, we're just going to have a conversation, you know, and I know a little bit about you, and hopefully you'll get to know a little bit about me, the magic can happen.
Yeah.
You know what I think is amazing about the way that you handle that kind of stuff is you not only have to make them feel at home and comfortable to open up to you, but you also have to guide the discussion and keep track of how long you've been going. So you have all this stuff that you have to constantly do in your head, but nobody sees that other stuff because you only because you keep it to where it's only a conversation. You don't let all that other stuff show.
Sometimes it's frustrating when you let somebody go and then you find out that little something about them that you didn't ask. That to me has been the toughest part of my career where, you know, for instance, we covered maybe the CMA Fest and a guy walks in and we're scrambling because we've been able to interview so many people and I didn't recognize the guy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's the guy that sang this song or, you know, he sings that. So yeah, the research is important. The connectability ahead of time is important. We've seen people walk out on the stage and just try to do it cold. You're not going to get what
it's going to be really awkward. Yeah. It's going to fall very flat.
No doubt.
Who was that? Oh, yeah. No, it was you who interviewed at the CMAs and you winged it one time. I'm pretty sure. And
one time.
But you killed it, though. I was like,
that's like,
no, but it was, it was one specific time.
Thank you, Rob.
There was one time, there was a, who was it? It was one artist that came on and you just winged it, like solidly winged it. And like,
I fooled you?
Oh, yeah. No, well, you didn't fool me. You fooled him.
Okay, cool.
It was really good.
Great.
Well, she's real good at like asking them questions to give her more information that she can use to ask other questions.
You're like, you're that guy.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when we're in like a business meeting and they like throw like a stumper question at us and I just wait for Angie to like answer it.
Here's Marcus.
It's the best thing. And normally like it's like just no break in conversation. She answers it.
Yeah.
Well, that's that other thing about, that other thing about being a good team. You know, I know, like you said, I know which lane to be in when certain questions are being asked. And, you know, you want to turn to the person and say, go, like, I need you now. And and that's why you want to choose your people wisely when you head into battle. And many times it's different people. You know, you should take different people into different situations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because you're not going to bring me into something where you have to record like a musician.
Yeah.
Like you're not the guy.
I could handle it.
No, you could totally do it.
Lucas is way more knowledgeable than I am.
Yeah.
I do like the ones where they're like, they'll ask a question about graphics or visual effects or whatever, and you're like, Rob.
Well, it's funny because this new girl we're talking to, Tessa, we'll go ahead and give her a name. We've been saying that we look at the invisible chair. You're invisible in the chair. It's like, well, Rob. And she goes, why do you guys keep pointing to that chair? Like, that's where Rob always sits, you know?
Yeah, she was really excited to meet me today. That meant a lot. That was cool.
And that's cool. That's the other thing. When you enter into a business like this, don't step on toes. There's room for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, it's now a competition. We know that with hosts. We know that with videographers, with editors, with audio guys. you have to fight to be the best, to keep your positioning, to know that you're going to get the work, because you don't need to ever rest on your laurels. I mean, we all should adopt that.
Well, that's something that I've been going through since you sent me Tessa's, what's the word I'm looking for?
Her resume.
I kept thinking CV because I've been watching a lot of British TV, her resume. And I was looking through it and I was like, oh my God, I need to like step up my game or this girl's going to take all my jobs.
Well, and you know, we all should feel that way. I think that's how you get a better product.
Yeah. Yeah. I think also just being, I don't know, like if you have to like know certain things about yourself that like I know that like no one's gonna outwork me most of the time.
You're a monster when it comes to working. Like you don't stop.
Yeah, but I just know that type of thing. So if there was somebody to come along, like they'd have to wake up very early and do those type of things all the time mm-hmm. to outwork me. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I think that's
it's
always
gonna be
a
great.
Good.
It's gonna be great.
But I think everybody needs to have that type of mentality in what they're doing. Have pride in what they're doing. So yeah.
No doubt.
That's why I'm not afraid. We haven't found anybody yet who's going to take my VFX and 3D modeling and animation yet. No but doubt.
Well, I have a phone call at 3, no?
That's your thing.
I knew that was coming. Yeah. I knew it.
You're really good at that. We know what you're good at, what every member of this team happens to be good at. Yeah. And the other thing is, a big part of teamwork is dependability. I mean, and look, we are the first people to call each other out. Yeah. If you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. We've worked with those people who are really good at the craft, but man, they make us 30 minutes late everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. You know, that hurts. That's not cool.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is we're all like really creative, but most of the time we're like always on time, mm-hmm. especially with like deadlines and stuff like that. It's different.
Well, you called me out once, but you got to understand, me? I spent a lifetime. Oh, yeah. I've started pushing it a little bit because 20 plus years, the news would go on without you. I mean, they're going to start those cameras. Right. And so I had to be in the chair ready to go at the top of the hour.
Even if your pants weren't ironed or anything.
That's it. But even if I wasn't wearing pants, it's like, get in the chair. So
I've seen clips of that before where the news people go up there, they just have to jack it on.
They do. Sports guys, typically. Yeah.
That's hilarious. It is. But you mean moving quick during a shoot?
Well, and sometimes I'll push it. You know, I'm like, we're leaving at 9. I might show up at 9, and I should be early. I should be early because we know that the show goes on at 9. So I'd like to apologize.
Most of the time you're really on time, though. I think we all are. But that's like another thing, like excellence. You know what I mean? Like that's the whole point.
That's it.
And that's why we don't have anybody that's on this team that's not excellent. If we did, they wouldn't be on this team because that's just how it is.
All right, we probably need a little therapy now. So I'm gonna put you on the spot because I know I've been doing a lot of this lately. The other thing that we all want when we're on a shoot is we all see artistically. When we walk in someplace, we're like shot blocking mentally and we see things.
Looking at lighting and all that
kind of
stuff.
We are, totally. And you may have a different vision than I do. And lately, I've kind of been a pain in the rear. You know, I'll come up and go, dude, why? Yep, what? And you go, Angie, it'll be great. It'll be great. Yeah, I know. So I don't know whether to apologize or if you guys appreciate that sometimes or what is that?
You can apologize for fun. No, I'm kidding.
There is always something that we're not going to see.
Yeah.
So I would rather you point it out.
Okay.
And be like, hey, that's probably not going to work, or there's some, or I'm seeing this.
But it's all in the delivery. Yeah.
But I'd say like 75% of the time, most of us have already thought that.
Right.
And we're processing. But I would always rather have somebody come up to me.
No,
just
keep,
in case
keep
I
doing what
you're
doing.
I do miss
perfect.
It. Yeah.
That's great. And actually,
I could tell you were frustrated on the last couple.
What was that?
Yeah, one day when I asked you to change the shot 4 times, I think.
Oh,
you were
that was
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with you. It was just every time we moved, the light would change.
It's not a big deal. I want you to keep doing that because actually, a lot of the time, you're probably right, and we do change the shot. So that's the thing.
But I always wonder what the business owner's thinking. He's like, man, what is going on?
That reminds me of a show shoot we had recently where we had two music guests on. And you wanted one sitting in front of the camera and one sitting in the back. And I was like, I don't think that's going to look good.
It looked amazing.
And then we did it and we're like, oh, that looks so good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'd have to live with the consequences if it was terrible.
Right.
And I know that. So.
Yeah. So I think the whole point is just.
We actually
just
ran
listen
in,
to Angie. That's the Angie.
But you can apologize too if you want to.
Well, we ran into that same thing on the boat too. Whenever Marcus and Lucas were shooting and I was sort of directing. I was like, hey, make sure you guys get this kind of shot. Make sure you get that kind of shot. And then I was like, a little bit later, I was like, all right, listen, I don't want you to feel like I'm like telling you what to do. Like, mm-hmm. I want to make sure this is good. And they're like, no, definitely tell us because you, awesome. You might see something we don't.
Yeah. Usable and sensible shots and yeah. sound. We do like to be creative and sometimes we go out, you know, on a limb. I mean, Marcus could be shooting the model that's on the boat and we're like, dude, camera this way or whatever.
No, that would be me.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Rob's like, here is something Rob kept saying though. And I love this. And we keep talking about, we just recently took a trip down to Lauderdale by the Sea to cover the, what is it? Florida Luxury Homes Group.
Yep.
Okay. That was fun.
Only 2.8.
Only 2.8 million. I mean, yeah, only, I'm not kidding you. Joke, there's an inside joke there too. We'll let you guys in on that a little bit later. But, you know, it was one of those things where we get out on the boat and, you know, Rob kept saying, I'd look over at him. We were allowed our personal time that day. We were just kind of doing our thing. And Rob's like, man, I can't believe this is my job. I bet you said that a couple of times. I cannot believe this is my job.
It was so incredible because, like, I didn't get paid to go out there, but, like, I essentially did because the trip was paid for by
right. You'll be Growing invoiced Media. Later. It'll right. be.
but, no, I got a free flight to Florida. Yeah. I got stayed in a $2.8 million mansion.
Only.
Yeah. for no cost to me.
Right.
And then we went out on a boat for a 3-hour trip.
We did.
Luckily, we didn't end up as Gilligan's Island. The other
right,
ones.
Right, right, right.
My watch did, though.
Yeah, you're
RIP.
So we jumped off the boat. We each took turns jumping off the boat.
Your jump just happens to be at almost a million views.
Yeah,
congratulations.
My jump was posted on Marcus's TikTok, and it's almost at a million views because I did a sweet flip.
You did.
And then... Yeah, Marcus did a backflip into the water, and then Lucas went and lost his Apple Watch.
I jumped my watch into the water,
yeah,
letting it go. It was an offer to Poseidon.
Oof. That's why you're still alive.
Yeah.
That's why you're still alive.
That's why what we do is so cool. Videotape. It's like, go to the tape. Did he have it on?
Yeah,
was he wearing it?
We had to go back and watch the video to make sure that he hadn't, or that he had the watch on when he went in the water.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he did.
Yeah.
So no if doubt. You guys are going to go to Lauderdale by the Sea, go out in the ocean and see if you can find it.
Yeah. So, and if there's any viewers that want to buy me an Apple Watch, that would be
hey, you know,
that's true.
We just came full circle, Apple. I mean, you are the sensible sponsor for the show, and you could send us merchandise. I mean, we'll try it out. The billions of others who have told you it's great. I mean, you probably need to hear from us.
I will consider switching over if they send me a laptop.
Did you listen, Apple? Did you hear that? That's huge. This dude has been a what?
Windows and Android.
Win, yeah.
Oh, Windows. Yeah.
Windows and Android has been my.
Once you go there, you don't go back.
Rob will finally experience AirDrop.
Finally. It's incredible.
It's fine. So funny. AirPlay. We go out on these trips and stuff, and everybody's like, "All right, everybody, AirDrop me your photos." And everybody's like, all right, except Rob.
Except Rob.
Because I'm the only one in the group with an Android.
Green bubble.
Yeah.
It hurts me.
So, you know, the other thing that we should talk about, and this is with every job in every field, whether you know your team well or you're just getting to know them, you should know that we've discovered through what we do that everybody has a story. Spend a little bit of time to learn that story. Learn the strengths. Mm-hmm. The weaknesses. We met really cool people, and then we met people that you know immediately you do not want to get to know.
Yeah.
Did you sense that? Like we've been to a couple of states lately, and some folks are really uptight, and life would be so much better if people would just relax.
You're talking about like the general population in that
area?
Dude,
something. It was just like an air. It was, you know, I know everybody's kind of freaked out about a lot of things, but.
It was just Miami.
I didn't say that Miami.
Fort Lauderdale's way better.
But actually, when we left Miami and went into Fort Lauderdale, it seemed to ease somewhat.
It was way better.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, way better.
I wonder if it's because the population is less. Like if there's fewer people.
I don't know, or maybe just tougher rules right now. Or everybody was so uptight. Oof.
You know, it's crazy. The people in Miami were just kind of mean, but like everywhere else in Florida is like super chill right now.
I mean, as a matter of, let's call them out, Rob. What was it, Alamo? I mean, we're standing in line to get a car, dude, and we couldn't, we pulled up.
What's that girl's name? Anybody got
what
it?
What's that girl's name?
Sherry, no.
Listen,
yeah,
Sherry,
no
we're
idea.
Coming for you. But anyway, you know, we're trying to pull up. She says she needs proof of my boarding pass. Listen, they don't put dates on boarding passes anymore. Those electronic dates. And,
and like, why would I drive to an airport to rent a car where it's more expensive?
Thank you. It's common sense. We were asked to step aside.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We were. Like,
and then Marcus.
And Marcus says, no, we won't be stepping aside.
No, we're not stepping aside.
Go get the manager. We're not. And we're not mean people. We're so easy to get along with. Right?
That's why we're renting a car.
I have a really good temper.
You do.
I always keep a really good temper.
You do.
But like people think like you're just nice and stuff, but then I really get after it if somebody's rude to me. You know what I mean?
Tough, man. Tough.
But besides that, that's off the point. Teamwork, it's great.
Well, here's why. You just want to remind people sometimes. We do get in the daily grind, and it is easy to be ugly, and we just need to check that every day. And I'm guilty as well, you know?
I think the main lesson from this is that whenever you're renting a car, make sure you have a solid team behind you.
That's boom.
No, that is true. Drop because the mic. We would have had no credit card if we didn't have a team.
Or you can order it ahead of time before you get there.
Yeah, so, listen, I was at the airport with these yahoos. I said, hey, let me go ahead and put, they're like, no, Angie, we can get a better deal when we get to the airport. I will never listen to you guys again. But guess what?
I did
not
say that.
I think you did, Lucas. It was very early in the morning. We only got up at like 2 a.m. that day. What? Oh, Marcus said that.
No, it's always what I said.
It's always Marcus. He's like, no, it's fine. Let's just, we'll buy it.
What I said is what you should do is get an Uber to an Enterprise off
base.
Away from the airport, yeah, okay. So it's always way cheaper if you go somewhere else.
But the
else.
Problem, the right. Uber that day, because we only had six in our party, was going to be like $160 in itself.
Well, I'm not saying we Uber to
the destination.
Yeah, we Uber to
the nearest
the rent-a-car place.
But think about this.
I don't know. You guys write in. Tell us if that would work. I mean, I don't know. Where do they write, by the way? How could people?
They could probably go to growingmedia.com or growingmediamarketing.com.
That's a perfect
and scroll
place
down to
go.
The bottom.
So glad you remembered that. Okay.
Well, I am the web design guy.
You are the web design guy.
But from now on, I mean, Tessa will be able to do all the planning for that kind of stuff.
Tessa?
Yeah.
Does she know she's been given that job?
Yeah.
She does now.
Is she listening, she Tessa?
Yeah. She loves planning, so it's going to be
Tessa, if you're listening, raise your hand.
But that's the thing. Exactly. But, like, every business needs to have
Tessa.
A Tessa. Well, somebody who's, and we're just learning this
it
now.
It took us 10 years to find a Tessa.
We knew about it, but, like, someone has to be able to plan, schedule, do all that stuff if the other people, that's not their strong point, and they're overworked. So
right.
That's what it is.
Do you guys want to know what Michael Jordan says about teamwork? I love this.
What's that?
Have you guys seen his story on Netflix? Have you watched that yet?
Is his message about teamwork, pass me the ball and I'll shoot it?
Pass me the ball. Get it to MJ. But he says, talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence win championships.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I only want to compete in the championship, guys. You got that?
Well, you got to play all the other games in the playoffs and stuff to get
to
the
Dude, I've been playing games for years. You hear me? I'm throwing the ball to you, Rob. Get us in. Get us in the championship.
Well, what color is it first?
Oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
I think I lost that.
You don't even know what base we're on, do you?
No.
No?
He's not even in the stadium currently. That's where they play.
Exactly. We both.
I thought we were playing curling.
I just curling. Good job.
That's where they play basketball, right? In a basketball field.
That's right, in the field. Yes. All right. Real quick. So, what's your definition of teamwork, Marcus? Lay it out.
One sentence definition. Yep. I don't know about a definition. I think it's everyone working together as a machine to make one outcome happen.
Dude. You just got so close to like the Google version. Teamwork is the ability to work together towards a common vision. Yeah. Yours was better.
Sometimes,
I'm going to tell them to change this.
Sometimes I don't sound smart, but I do have a little bit of knowledge up in here.
Doubt,
this little noggin.
No doubt.
This little
what
noggin.
What you got? And do not make any sports analogy because you are way off on
All
that.
All right. So yeah. When you smash a home run
Stop.
When you're playing cricket.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, that hurt me.
Then you spike over the net. Okay. What?
My definition of teamwork is a group of people working together to accomplish a common goal.
Very nice. I think you just stole that.
That was thanks, Google.
Thanks, Google.
Thank you, Google. All
big
right.
Shout out to Google.
What you got?
Okay, Lucas. So I have to change it up.
Big
right?
Shout out to the Googs.
No, yours is the yours is the definition. What is it?
Sure. I think it's like a group of people that create a systematic approach by working together to create something.
Thanks, like Webster.
All right. You want to know what my definition of teamwork is?
What is it?
Growing media marketing.
There it is.
Oh, I was waiting for the plug. I was waiting for it. Plug it, Angie. Plug
you need
it.
To, you
what
need
do
to
we
find
do?
Us.
Shameless.
No doubt. I mean, you got on to me the first podcast. You said, hey, just be careful not to sell too much. Dude, I'm always selling. Everybody needs what we do. Everybody needs what
I
we
mean,
do.
You're not selling if you believe in it.
All right, I got a riddle.
You're still selling it.
What else do you do on podcasts? You know, I love these podcasts because sometimes you tune in and you're like, what are they going to talk about? And then they go off on a tangent. I think that's what you're supposed to do on podcasts.
I mean, yeah.
Sometimes the tangents are actually the best part.
The best part. You're right. You don't forward through this part because you talked about speeding up podcasts. Did you know that people do that, Rob?
I do. Some people would listen to it at like 1.5 times speed.
I had no clue that was a thing.
Does it sound like a chipmunk?
I am one of those people.
You're one of those people.
It depends on the app you're listening to it on because they probably have somewhere you can preserve the frequency.
Okay. I want to know the intelligence level of everybody in the room. So riddle me this.
All right, everybody, stretch your brains.
Riddle me this. Take notes if you figure it out.
Where's Batman?
I am free yet useless. You can't own me, but you can use me. You can't keep me, but you can spend me. Once you lost me, you can never have me back.
I know what it is.
Yep.
What am I?
Trust.
Nope.
Time.
That's it.
Ooh, time was going to be my
ding,
guess.
Ding, 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 ding.
I feel like trust falls into that too, but whatever.
That was great, guys. That was really great.
That was good.
I'm not butthurt about it.
That was really great. Do you want another one? Or should we just do one?
One more.
One more? Okay, one more. I don't even know what time we're at. We haven't been counted out. They're like, rap it, rap hard. Okay.
What are we at?
I'm so fast, you can't see me, though everyone else can see straight through me. I don't stop until the day you die. What am I?
That one's tough.
I don't. Wait, say it again. Say it again. Say it one
She's
more
already
time.
Way off of that page.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I got to go back. Hang on. Okay, so I'm so fast you can't see me, though everyone else can see straight through me. I can't stop until the day you die. What am I?
Life?
Nope.
I couldn't read it. It was too far up an angle.
I didn't put the answer on that one. No. I thought I could remember it. Now I'm questioning it.
Do you not know what it is?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
What do you think it is? Come on, guys. Rob, don't you know this?
I want to say something like faith, but like it feels like it's an intangible thing.
Yeah.
Air.
Nope. Blinking of an eye. The eye blink. The blink doesn't stop until...
That's deep.
You got it?
Kinda.
You can't see through it. They can see. Doesn't stop until the day you die.
Wow.
The blinking eye. That's what it is right there, guys. This is heavy stuff. This is really good. I mean, I think you should align your brand with growing media marketing podcast marketabilities. I'm just going to keep promoting selfishly
keep
until
going.
You guys have something.
Hey, subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
Listen.
Tell your friends.
It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcast.
Rob says he's not sure
it's
that it's up on those platforms.
It is. I
listen
to both of them.
Is it?
No, I'm not saying it's not there. I just couldn't find it.
You couldn't find it.
Well, if you can't find it, how are our listeners and viewers supposed to find it?
I have it.
Okay. They apparently have it. I mean, we couldn't even get the logo up earlier, but we got it. Okay.
Well, it was just Wi-Fi, technical difficulties, all that good stuff.
Look at this. Market, abilities, so many meanings there. Learn. When did you make that bigger? I like that. Learn, develop, launch.
You like that?
Launch the idea.
Yeah.
Well, don't cry. It's okay. Lucas, are you all right?
Yeah.
And you know, we're going to bring more business owners and people that are actually doing stuff into here so we can have a conversation with them and talk to them about how they, you know, work on things like teamwork, like developing their business marketing strategies for them.
The problem is, what happened?
Nothing. We're good.
What is
it? Everything's great.
Lucas.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Well, here's the problem with having some business owners on. We had Alfonso Alexander from the Success Group, Alexander's Success Group, and he talked about how you position your business and you may want to put it up for sale. By the end of the day, Marcus is ready. He goes, if we could get X amount. And I'm like, dude, no, not yet. It's my retirement.
Peace. Peace you out. Get to retire that X amount. That was Peace. A good X amount.
10 mil?
I mean... Hey, listen, 20 mil.
20 mil.
Actually, really.
We got to get busy working.
300, 500 mil. That's what I'm talking about. But.
Oh, back to the yachts. Yeah, I was so surprised. Because you're like, I bet these boats are 100 million or hundreds of millions. I'm like,
300
no.
million, yeah.
And most of those we passed, they said what, a million dollars
a foot.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yachts literally run from like 350 million to a billion.
I've never seen a yacht run in my life.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
That was good. See? That's
outside,
not right there.
Outside of the box right
reasoning,
there.
Reasoning in itself.
Well, Angie, why don't you close us out?
With what?
With something inspirational. With a good, how about this? A good tip for any business owner, entrepreneur.
Well, I tell you, yesterday I heard something, and I'm definitely not going to dive into this because everybody's talking about it, and it's gotten way outside the realm of any comprehension, you know, whatever. But it comes down to just when you think you have it all figured out, just when you think you have so much control over everything, we can select and choose and pray that we're all together for the right reason and we're going to achieve those things that we need to achieve. But you better stop and drop and hit those knees and pray every day that you're doing what you're supposed to do and that you will reap those rewards and those benefits, because that's truly the only way to have it delivered to you effectively and in a way that will last.
Boom. That is some good last words. Robbie, have anything to say?
Boom.
I love it.
Until next time, guys.
Peace.
See ya.
Bye.